You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Thursday, May 12th. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America is experiencing a national shortage of at least 600 pastors, and congregations that are currently without pastors may be waiting a while for a replacement. Atonement Lutheran Church in Billing Heights, Montana, is one such congregation that is currently operating without a full-time pastor. Nancy Roop, the church's office administrator, who now runs the church's daily operations, told the Christian Post, "Our pastor resigned and took a position at another organization in September, and so we've been in the call process since that time." Roop said that she believed the pastor shortage was due to people no longer being as attracted to ministry as they were in the past, noting that the COVID-19 pandemic was a big shock to the profession. She goes on to say, "It's probably because there's not as many individuals going into ministry and therefore not attending seminary, and then you have what they call baby boomers going into retirement. I'm sure COVID had some part to play in it as well." Taco Bell has announced a new drag brunch campaign to promote mental health awareness for LGBT people and invite customers at Taco Bell cantinas in select cities to watch drag performances while they eat. The campaign was launched last month by the corporation and its Taco Bell Foundation, a nonprofit that seeks to educate and inspire the next generation of America's leaders. Each show is hosted by drag performer Kay Sadia and features performances from local drag queens and kings, and individuals ages 18 and up are invited to reserve a spot at the brunches. In addition to the drag show, the Mexican fast food chain is offering attendees a new $5 Bell breakfast box, Cinnabon Delights coffee, and mimosas. Police in Colorado are investigating another attack on a Catholic church after abortion slogans were spray-painted on the doors and glass panels broken at St. John the 23rd Catholic Church of Fort Collins. Fort Collins Police Services says the church was vandalized around 1:15 a.m. Mountain Time on May 7. Anarchist imagery and the slogan, "My Body, My Choice," was spray-painted on entrance doors and glass was shattered. No damage was found inside the church. Authorities are investigating the vandalism as a bias-motivated crime. Last week, another Colorado church, Sacred Heart of Mary Church in Boulder, was vandalized with spray-painted messages that read, "Abortion Saves Lives" and "My Body, My Choice." The attack on Sacred Heart also included graffiti sprayed on some of the church's statues, and windows were shattered by the vandals. School board candidates opposed to critical race theory won nearly every election in the largest counties in Texas as concerns about the direction of public education continues to loom large in American politics. The group 1776 Project PAC, which works to elect school board candidates who want to reform our public education system by promoting patriotism and pride in American history, by abolishing critical race theory and the 1619 Project from the public school curriculum, announced on Twitter Saturday that every single one of our endorsed candidates just won their school board races in Texas. 1776 Project PAC endorsed 15 candidates in Texas, and all but one of them won their races outright, with one race headed to a runoff.
From 9/11 to the plague of COVID-19, the forces that are now transforming American culture and world civilizations are the shakings that have come upon America and the world a warning, a wake-up call of something yet to come.
The Harbingers of Things to Come is headed to select theaters nationwide on May 12 and May 19. The film, which is based on Messianic Jewish rabbi Jonathan Cahn's best-selling book, The Harbinger, explores America's spiritual history and destiny, Cahn said during an interview with the Christian Post. "We're at a much more dangerous time, and so the object is to get the word out to as many people as possible, to people who have not read the books." Cahn explained that Boston is an especially significant place in the history of the U.S., as it was where English Puritan lawyer and preacher John Winthrop declared in 1630 that the U.S. should be a shining city on a hill, and that if the nation followed God's ways, it would become the most blessed and powerful nation that has ever existed. Winthrop was one of the leading figures in founding the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Winthrop's words about the trajectory of the nation have materialized, Cahn told the Christian Post, adding that what people miss is that he also gave a warning that if we don't follow God's ways, that if we turn away from God, then the judgments that come upon Israel will come upon us. And that's exactly what is all happening. Federal Judge Holly Teeter has granted a temporary order in the case of a Kansas teacher suing her school district over policies requiring teachers to use the preferred names and pronouns of trans-identified students and hide those preferences from parents. Judge Teeter partially granted a preliminary injunction on behalf of Fort Riley Middle School teacher Pamela Ricard, preventing Geary County Schools Unified School District 475 from disciplining her for referring to a student's preferred name, and pronouns intercommunications with a trans-identified student's parents within the regular course of her duties. The injunction lasts until next Wednesday at the conclusion of plaintiff's contractual responsibilities to the district, whichever is later. Lily Bear, the co-founder of Movie Guide and wife of Ted Bear, died on May 5th, surrounded by her loved ones. Her cause of death is unknown. The Bears have been instrumental in influencing Hollywood to create positive content with their annual Faith and Values Awards, gala, and report, showcasing the success of content with faith themes. In one of her final interviews, which was quoted in her obituary, Bear advised, "Don't create your own walls. Go for what you want. Don't think that you can't get there from here. Have joy in the journey." We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. If you could take a moment, we would greatly appreciate a 5-star rating and review in either the Apple Podcasts app or the Spotify app. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily newsletter by clicking the link in the podcast description. You can also download the Edify app by searching your app store for EDIFI or clicking the link to the iPhone App Store and Android Play Store in the episode description below. Thanks again for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.